Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program on Raccoon Valley Radio. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, our guest is Amanda Crean, director of the Lakeside Village, and then also now the co-owner of the Panorama Daycare Center. We're speaking with Amanda Crean from the Lakeside Village, and then also the Panorama Daycare Center. And how you doing, Amanda?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me.
A lot of exciting things happening for you. As we'll start with this one, the Panorama Daycare Center. It looks like you guys had some issues getting approved for this daycare center, but you got some child care grants, a big amount, a total of $450,000 from Governor Kim Reynolds that came down to you guys. Just how great does it feel to finally be able to get started on this project?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, so what happened was the Future Ready program put out the Child Care Challenge grant, and there's actually two parts of it. There's a matching funds grant, and then there's also a DHS-supported grant. Their money is that came down through the federal government and were put to use through the grant program through Future Ready. So we did apply. We received $115,000 in matching funds and then $335,000 in actually money to fill the daycare with the necessary things that you need to run it. So we are currently working with Region 12, and we've applied for a revolving business loan through the Region 12 program, and we're awaiting a decision on that as we work to acquire the property at 1301 East Church Street.
And it seemed like you guys in the very beginning had there was a problem with the property. Could you explain the issues that were going on and how you were able to get that approved?
Absolutely. It's like my mom says, you don't know what you don't know until you know it, right? So Christine and I had talked, you know, about if we were able to get the grant money, if she would be willing to run the daycare, and she had agreed. And so I had just kind of thrown together our grant proposal and decided what we'd be able to do feasibly. And then we were awarded the grant. And as we were working on the acquisition of the building, we found out that it was actually zoned in a light industrial zone, which didn't allow for school type structures. So we did go in front of the Panorama or Panora Board of Adjustment, and they actually granted us a special exception. So Panorama Daycare Center LLC does have an exception to run a daycare center in the light industrial district there at 1301 East Church.
If anyone has any concerns about that location, what would you tell them?
I would just say that the face of that area is really changing with the Guthrie County Hospital and Clinic and the Reshape Fitness Center, among other businesses in the area, and that if we're going to attract a strong light industrial district, business district, that having extra child care spots right in that area is going to make that a very appealing choice for employers.
And then also just getting this grant, how much will it cost to renovate the existing building, and how many slots are you expecting to attract?
The entire $450,000 grant will be used in the construction, renovation, and furnishing of the daycare center. We anticipate that we can have between 80 and 88 children.
And what does the building need done to it? What's kind of the renovations that it really needs?
Yeah, it's actually got really great bones. We want to expand some of the rooms to make them to accommodate more children. We also want to do some renovations to the bathrooms so that we can have more people able to go to the restroom at the same time, which is very important when you have a lot of children. And then we're going to put in state-of-the-art safety features, including a sprinkler system, fire alarm system, and a hood vent for the kitchen.
And it sounds like in Guthrie County and in Panora, there's another daycare center, and talking with them, they have a long waiting list. Are you seeing the need in the Panora and Guthrie County for people that are searching for, you know, adequate and a great daycare center?
So we announced that we were just anticipating buying the property, and we've already acquired a waiting list of 15 children. So if people are interested in touching base with us to potentially get on the list, they can email us at panoramadaycarecenter@gmail.com, or they can follow us on Facebook at Panorama Daycare Center.
And then also moving along, another exciting news that you shared with me is the Lakeside Village is going to be a CNA Certified Nursing Assistance Program. Can you talk about that and how exciting that is?
Oh, yeah. We're super, super excited about the CNA program here at the Lakeside Village. When Governor Reynolds came to visit us last year, we had talked about our desire to take some of the equipment that we had received through our previous Future Ready grant programs and use that to build a school and be able to have our own clinicals in the assisted living dementia-specific community. And they said, that's never been done before. And I said, I know. So Governor Reynolds sent the head of DIA, the Department of Inspections and Appeals, out to tour our building and really let me talk to them about what our dream looked like. We created the application and submitted it, and we received notice today that we are officially a certified CNA school, and we are able to do our clinicals here at the ALPD, so the dementia-specific assisted living.
And then also, how does someone maybe sign up to be a student at your guys' program, or how do they get involved that way?
That is a wonderful question. Like I said, this is very new to us. We just got approved today. We're definitely have submitted for the Summer Youth Internship Grant again this year. So we're hoping that we get that, and that will help us fund our first CNA class. Going forward, how it's going to work, I'm not completely sure. But if you are interested in potentially becoming a CNA, you can get a hold of us through our Facebook page at the Lakeside Village.
And can you maybe speak about how long you guys have been waiting to do this and how this was all in your plans, right, to maybe do this? And how good does it feel to finally get this accomplished?
I mean, it's been a process. It all started with, you know, finding out if the idea was even plausible, like if they would even let us do it. And then getting the right support and believers in the program, you know, here so we could really sell them the dream. And to be able to work with Governor Reynolds and work with Linda Kellen at DIA and have this accomplishment happen really sets the Lakeside Village up for future programming with Iowa Workforce, with Future Ready, and hopefully with STEMBEST here in the future. We're definitely looking to partner with the high schools and build out a work-to-learn program in the Guthrie County area. We hope that other businesses will get involved with hosting interns and hosting students as we continue to make work-based learning normalized here in Guthrie County.
Well, kind of as we wrap this thing up, Amanda, is there any final thoughts? You know, is there anything I missed?
No, it's just been a good week.
And that was our guest, Amanda Green, the Lakeside Village Director and also the co-owner of the Panorama Daycare Center. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.